リスニングパッセージ教材の利用法。聞いているだけでは聞こえるようになりません。その1、たくさん聞いてはいるのですがリスニング力が伸びないのですという質問をよく聞きます。初めて聞く語彙表現はよほど状況が整っていない限り聞き取れません。知っている語句でも音のつながりで違う語句や未知の語句に聞こえてしまってそこからわからなくなるということがあります。英検の過去問や類似問題はリスニング力向上にとても役立つのですが、使い方を間違えると効率が悪くなります。1、問題形式に沿って試験の通りにやってみる。2、しっかりスクリプトを見ながら未知の語句や曖昧なところを意味・発音とともにしっかり確認する。その際、音を覚えることを意識する。3、意味をかみしめながら音読する。以上のようなことを一通り通過してもう一度聞き直すと1回目とは違って格段に聞こえるようになっていることがわかります。今回はこの効果を体験いただけるような内容になっています。特に注目していただきたいのが語彙表現を発音とともに覚えることです。では始めましょう。Dialogue for introduction. Hi, Edward. How are you doing?
I feel great, quite refreshed. I joined my son's field day last week at his elementary school.
That sounds great.
It was.
It's autumn, the best season for exercise and study.
Ah, yes, Tets. You know, you and I are getting a bit thick around the middle. And study is beneficial for everyone.
We hope you have been keeping up your pace of English study, readers.
Indeed. So, Tets, what is the theme for this month?
Some English learners have the idea that by simply availing themselves of listening materials, they can automatically brush up listening skills.
Well, a good idea, but there should also be some strategies involved.
Right. We are going to give them some guidance toward effective listening techniques.
Sounds good. Let's begin, shall we?
Yes, let's. First listening. Please listen to the passage and choose the best answers for the two questions that follow. The passage, questions, and choices are given only once. Ready? Now, let's start.
Chimpanzees on the attack. Scientists have long suspected that chimpanzees attack and kill neighboring chimpanzees to gain resources. A 10-year study of the Ngogo chimpanzee group in Uganda now provides evidence to support this theory. Primate behavioral ecologist John Mitani and his research team observed 18 attacks by mostly male chimpanzees. The attacks appeared to be motivated by the desire to take over rival territory that would provide new food sources. A secondary benefit was probably that females from other groups joined the Ngogo group. Some scientists suggest the study's findings can be used to make conclusions about why humans engage in wars. But Mitani believes his research will, in fact, help us understand why humans cooperate with each other. After all, the attacks succeeded only because the chimpanzees worked together. Mitani also points out that the Ngogo chimpanzees belong to the only chimpanzee subspecies that has been observed killing its neighbors.
Questions. Number one.
What is one reason Ngogo chimpanzees attack their neighbors?
1. To recruit younger males to their group. 2. To prevent females from joining other groups. 3. To get revenge on chimpanzees that steal their food. 4. To gain greater access to food.
Number 2.
What does John Mitani believe we can learn from observing the Ngogo chimpanzees?
1. The reason humans work together. 2. Why human and chimpanzee behavior is different. 3. The reason chimpanzees are violent. 4. Why chimpanzee subspecies avoid each other. Wow, rather difficult.
This is from the AKN material offered in 2011.
It is, however, very interesting.
AKN does provide stimulating materials, and many of them are worth revisiting.
Well, this is not the end of the program, is it? What's the next step, Tets?
Study the vocabulary and expressions in a planned way.
Ah, I predict that we are going to focus on memorizing and relating sound and meaning.
Right.
Aha. Okay, learners, please listen to Japanese read by Tets and repeat after me in English.
Yes. Please speak clearly with volume.
Good idea.
Try to let your voice resound through cyberspace and into the universe. Here we go. Vocabulary and expressions. Step 1. Look at the list of vocabulary and expressions. Listen to Japanese read by me and repeat after English read by Edward. 1. 近くに住む.
Neighboring. Neighboring.
2. 獲得する.
Gain. Gain.
3. 財産資源.
Resource. Resource.
4. 証拠を提供する.
Provide evidence. Provide evidence.
5. 霊長類.
Primate. Primate.
6. 行動生態学.
Behavioral ecology. Behavioral ecology.
7. 何々であると思われる.
Appear to be. Appear to be.
8. 副次便益.
Secondary benefit. Secondary benefit.
9. 戦争をする.
Engage in wars. Engage in wars.
10. 亜種.
Subspecies. Subspecies.
Vocabulary and expressions, step 2. Now, let's practice a little more. I will give you Japanese in random order. Please look at the list of vocabulary and expressions and respond to my Japanese as quickly as possible and give me the English equivalent. For example, I say 近くに住む. Then you say neighboring. Respond to me quickly. Ready?
近くに住む. 証拠を提供する. 獲得する. 行動生態学. 財産資源. 亜種. 霊長類. 何々であると思われる. 戦争をする. 副次便益.
Vocabulary and expressions, step 3. How do you feel now? Don't you think you have memorized them perfectly? This time, please don't look at the list. Just listen to my Japanese and give me the English equivalent as quickly as possible. Ready?
近くに住む. 獲得する、財産資源、証拠を提供する、霊長類、行動生態学、何々であると思われる、副次便益、戦争をする、亜種。Second listening.
Well done, everyone. I think this practice is very effective in memorizing vocabulary and expressions.
As we said in the last month's lesson,
sound should come first.
Please listen to the passage, questions, and choices again without looking at the text. You will find a big difference. Here we go.
Chimpanzees on the attack.Scientists have long suspected that chimpanzees attack and kill neighboring chimpanzees to gain resources. A 10-year study of the Ngogo chimpanzee group in Uganda now provides evidence to support this theory. Primate behavioral ecologist John Mitani and his research team observed 18 attacks by mostly male chimpanzees.The attacks appeared to be motivated by the desire to take over rival territory that would provide new food sources. A secondary benefit was probably that females from other groups joined the Ngogo group. Some scientists suggest the study's findings can be used to make conclusions about why humans engage in wars. But Mitani believes his research will, in fact, help us understand why humans cooperate with each other.After all, the attacks succeeded only because the chimpanzees worked together. Mitani also points out that the Ngogo chimpanzees belong to the only chimpanzee subspecies that has been observed killing its neighbors.
Questions number one.
What is one reason Ngogo chimpanzees attack their neighbors?
One.To recruit younger males to their group. 2. To prevent females from joining other groups. 3. To get revenge on chimpanzees that steal their food. 4. To gain greater access to food.
Number 2.
What does John Mitani believe we can learn from observing the Ngogo chimpanzees?
1. The reason humans work together. 2. Why human and chimpanzee behavior is different. 3. The reason chimpanzees are violent. 4.Why chimpanzee subspecies avoid each other.
Semi-final practice.
So, in the first listening, you might have felt lost in the woods, but you now should be seeing your way more clearly.
I am sure that you could catch the vocabulary and expressions that you have memorized.
Good.
The inclusion of the sound sense should be helpful.
Next, reading aloud practice.
Look at and listen to the passage. The passage is read with pauses. During the pauses, please read the passage.
Again, with volume. Always forte, forte.
You're a good director, Edward.
Thank you.
Remember to match your pronunciation to the model reading as perfectly as if you were aMonomane Meijin.
Ah, yes, an impersonator.
Let's begin.
Chimpanzees on the attack. Scientists have long suspected that chimpanzees attack and kill neighboring chimpanzees to gain resources.A 10-year study of the Ngogo chimpanzee group in Uganda now provides evidence to support this theory. primate behavioral ecologist John Mitani and his research team observed 18 attacks. By mostly male chimpanzees. The attacks appeared to be motivated by the desire to take over rival territory, that would provide new food sources. A secondary benefit was probably that females from other groups joined the Ngogo group. Some scientists suggest the study's findings can be used to make conclusions about why humans engage in wars. But Mitani believes his research will, in fact, help us understand why humans cooperate with each other. After all, the attacks succeeded only because the chimpanzees worked together. Mitani also points out that the Ngogo chimpanzees belong to the only chimpanzee subspecies that has been observed killing its neighbors.
Final practice. Let's listen to the passage, questions, and choices again without looking at the text. It might now seem almost magically easier. Let's start.
Chimpanzees on the attack. Scientists have long suspected that chimpanzees attack and kill neighboring chimpanzees to gain resources. A 10-year study of the Ngogo chimpanzee group in Uganda now provides evidence to support this theory. Primate behavioral ecologist John Mitani and his research team observed 18 attacks by mostly male chimpanzees. The attacks appeared to be motivated by the desire to take over rival territory that would provide new food sources. A secondary benefit was probably that females from other groups joined the Ngogo group. Some scientists suggest the study's findings can be used to make conclusions about why humans engage in wars. But Mitani believes his research will, in fact, help us understand why humans cooperate with each other. After all, the attacks succeeded only because the chimpanzees worked together. Mitani also points out that the Ngogo chimpanzees belong to the only chimpanzee subspecies that has been observed killing its neighbors.
Questions. Number 1.
What is one reason Ngogo chimpanzees attack their neighbors?
1. To recruit younger males to their group. 2. To prevent females from joining other groups. 3. To get revenge on chimpanzees that steal their food. 4. To gain greater access to food.
Number 2.
What does John Mitani believe we can learn from observing the Ngogo chimpanzees?
1. The reason humans work together. 2. Why human and chimpanzee behavior is different. 3. The reason chimpanzees are violent. 4. Why chimpanzee subspecies avoid each other.
Here are correct answers.
As for question 1, you should choose 4. To gain greater access to food. As for question 2, you should choose 1. The reason humans work together.
Thank you.
closing dialogue.
Now, dear English learners, have you picked up any hints for improving your listening skills? If so, please tell us.
Tell us now! Oh, yeah.
Right.
Memorize sound and meaning at the same time.
You all border on genius.
Bravo! It's very important to memorize vocabulary and expressions with the ideas of sound and meaning combined.
Always check the meaning of vocabulary, expressions, and so forth.
Read it aloud, trying to reproduce the model reading. The main point is that sound and meaning are always
together.
And so we must say,
see you next time!
というわけで、聞いてるだけでは聞こえるようになりません。その1、いかがでしたでしょうか。語彙や表現を覚えるとき、電子辞書やコンピュータで発音を確認して、しっかり発音しながら覚えましょう。音と意味を同時に覚えることが大切ですね。そしてリスニング問題をやったら、スクリプトを見て勉強して、そこからさらにしっかりモデルリーディングを聞いて音読することが大切ですね。モノマネ名人になるつもりでそっくり音読を心がけましょう。